Welcome to Music Matters Podcast with Daryl Craig Harris, talking about all things music with celebrities, artists, music business insiders, and more.
Hello from Helsinki. I have a very special guest today, and we've been friends for a little while. I love her band, her group, actually, duo. It's called Top 40 Lounge on Spotify and streaming services. And we have Rena with us joining us.
Hello, everybody.
So I would try to pronounce your last name, but I'm going to have you do it because I would mess it up.
Yeah, you tried. It was quite good. But I do it. It's Ammismäki.
Ammismäki. There you go. I'm kind of close. Kind of, sort of, only because I've been to Finland so many times, I know to stay away from the pronunciations on the last name. It's a bit challenging. So you have an awesome duo, Top 40 Lounge. It's actually kind of viral. You have a lot of downloads on Spotify and other streaming services. You're also a very busy working musician here in Finland and lots of interesting things going on. So tell me about you. Like, how did you get started singing? Where did you go to college? All that stuff.
Well, I did sing in a lot of choirs when I was little, like in children's choirs. And then I was very active in this kind of congregation, like church things. And then I went to this gospel choir. And then I started getting more and more like leads when we had some solo parts. And I guess I started to realize that this is like a thing, because I used to play classical piano. So that's what my basic sort of education in music, like the theory and music theory and everything. It was from the classical side of things. But then I didn't even know that you could study pop or jazz singing.
Yeah, you didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know. I mean, I'm not going to date myself, but it's a while ago. So it wasn't that common to study like pop music or non-classical music. And then I heard about this place that's called the Rock School of Kokkola and Rokkikoulu. And then I started studying there, singing like pop, jazz, singing. And that was just, that was it. Then it was like on from there. I was like hooked. I was in high school. All my spare time, I was there. And I had these great guys who I had a band with, and we just jammed together. And they are all working musicians these days. So we had like a great group of people.
Like a nucleus of
and
guys.
And we're like really, you know, egging each other on and just trying to, you know, play these hard jazz tunes. And we didn't know anything. And we thought we were so cool and so talented. And I guess we were, but, you know, it was like really fun and this kind of young energy.
Yeah, you got to, I guess every musician has that kind of story. You kind of get, in a way, you get fired up and you get a group of guys, you get your little gang together and you get excited about the music and learning. And it's actually interesting you mentioned the choir thing, because I know in Finland, actually, choirs are quite a big thing, right?
Yeah, it is. I guess, I don't know how it is compared to other countries, because I have only lived in Finland. But yeah, I guess there's a lot of different kind of choirs, like this more maybe classical, or then also maybe these more Finnish type of choirs, because I'm a Swedish speaking Finn, so I didn't sing in Finnish really when I was younger.
Yeah, that's actually interesting. We were talking about that earlier before we started, that actually in Finland we have Finnish speaking Finns, of course, and then we have Swedish speaking Finns. I think it's, was it 10% of the population?
I don't remember how something much it is right now. It might be less than 10%. It's quite a small minority these days, but there are like a significant amount of us.
Yeah.
And we have our own schools and things like that in Swedish.
Right. And so you actually, I mean, obviously you sing in Swedish as well, but you're kind of known for singing in English.
Yeah.
And one of the people that I work with, who is also similar Swedish speaking Finn, mentioned to me that it was maybe easier to sing in English if you come from the Swedish background.
Yes.
Is that, have you found that true?
Yes,
to be true?
Because Swedish and English, they are both Germanic languages. So it's easier to pronounce, you know, the English language.
Yeah.
You know, we're Swedish-speaking Finn from the start. And also my mother speaks Finnish, so I also speak Finnish very fluently. But I went to Swedish school. But I was going to come back to my story that I went to study music after I was in Kokkola in Rokkikoulu. You cannot get higher education there. It's more like a...
It's almost like a vocational
like
school.
Like a vocational school. Yep. And then I ended up studying in Finnish, actually, because, as I said, I also speak Finnish. So I studied in Jyväskylä, which is a smaller town, or quite, it's like a college town. There's a lot of universities there. And so I went to study to be like a professional musician. It's hard to say that right today.
Musician, it's okay.
Professional musician.
Yeah, we're just starting with our coffee, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's like morning for me. So it's like, yeah. So then I studied there and graduated in UW Vascula from.
And so one of your claims to fame was the Voice of Finland. And it was actually interesting because I knew that you had done that.
Yes.
But I had not seen any of the video, but I was watching some last night.
Oh, okay.
So that was really fun. And that's a big show here.
Yes.
And you have kind of Finnish celebrity musician singers as judges, just like all the other versions of the show. So how was that for you? How did you get involved with doing that?
Well, not to get too deep into it, but I felt very ill before for a while before that show, when I did that show. Then I was not working for like 1.5 years. I was not doing any gigs. And then I was feeling better and, you know, getting back into life. And then I thought that I have to do it because then people will see that I'm back. And I thought, what's the better way to do that?
Yeah, just let everybody know what.
Yeah. And I was actually asked to be there. So
awesome.
That was nice. So I thought, okay, if they really want me on the show, then I'm going to do it.
Yeah. The video I saw was amazing. And it's interesting too, because your voice, and people should check out the duo, and you have solo stuff on Spotify as well. But so you can search for Top 40 Lounge or the duo. But you have such an interesting voice, and it's kind of, to me, I say like Karen Carpenter, it reminds me a little bit of that, but not to pigeonhole you for that. But your voice is unique, and I think that really probably really stood out on that show.
Thank you.
Yeah. What was your feedback? Did you enjoy doing that?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah?
I loved the challenge of actually you have to be really, you don't know how it's going to feel until you are there. It's like you don't know how you react because it's a very, very high pressure environment. And I thought that either it would sort of beat me or I would just thrive.
Yeah, rise to the occasion.
Yeah. And I felt like I loved the sort of the pressure of it. And it really brought out a new strength in me, I think. I actually did it before in 2012. And I failed miserably. And so it was even more of a challenge to do it again and to put myself in that position.
Because a lot of that is mental too, right? Just being able to walk in. You know, that, and this is a kind of a small country, like everybody watches that show.
Oh, yeah. It's like a really watched, like a big thing.
Yeah.
And then when I did the blind audition, I sort of mentally put all of the misery I had gone through in the past 1.5 years. And I thought, I'm just going to sing that out there. And then I thought, whatever happens, you know, I'm going to bring it, you know, I'm going to just, you know, sort of
just give it everything you have and see what happens.
And then I chose the song Titanium from Sia. And because that sort of
It's a power song.
Yeah. Like whatever happens, I'm here, and I didn't fall down a I don't know, a hill or something, that, you know, I survived and I'm back. And then I just sort of felt it was almost like a religious experience somehow, that I sort of felt what kind of power music has when it's really there. And I sort of felt like this almost like a beam that came through me out. And it was really like a strong
experience. Yeah, like you're channeling.
Really. Yeah. And sometimes people say that when they are in a situation like that, they don't even remember what happened because it's such a strange place to be. And I actually remember every detail. It was so strong. I just remember the looks on people's faces in the audience and the lights and everything. And actually did my own version of Titanium. So I had like this own arrangement.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like I said, I just watched it last night. It's very powerful. And it's interesting to have you describe that, what you're thinking, because I was watching it, I'm like, wow, this is really like so powerful, that performance.
Yeah, and there's like this, she's really famous in South America and in many other countries, this singer called Tarja Turunen. And she's this kind of heavy metal.
Yeah, she was crying.
Yeah, and she started crying. And in the show, then she chose me and I chose her as my coach in the show. And she just said like the most beautiful thing, that she said something like, this is why we sing, or this is what music is for, what just happened. And it was so powerful. And I was just like, wow, I experienced something that I didn't ever know that I would, you know.
Yeah.
It was really.
Well, that's the thing. Like, music has a way of healing you. Like you said, you went through some challenges, and then to come out the other side and to be able to do something like that, where people can kind of participate with you, is so powerful, right?
Yeah, and also, like you asked about the feedback from the show, one of the most, or I got some messages like through Facebook or something, or Instagram, that Finnish men, like middle-aged Finnish men, started crying when they listened to that. And I think that's very powerful also, because middle-aged Finnish men, they don't show emotion,
yeah.
They don't cry. And then the most special thing was a woman, she wrote me that she has this condition where her eyes, they don't get moisturized, that she had like dry eyes, mm-hmm. and it's very painful. And she has to use a lot of like medication for her eyes. And that's not like a good thing to take a lot of medication.
Sure.
And she said that she uses that video from the show as medication because she started crying every time she listened to it. And that I helped her feel like crying right now, because I felt like that's what I sing for. Like if someone gets that from my singing, then it's like, that's it.
Yeah, it's about the connection, you know, like I think the thing about music is sometimes people, they focus on perfection, but that's not really the thing. The thing is about the connection and the truth that people hear in your voice and what you're singing. That's the power, I think, you know, that's been my experience.
Yeah. I think that I'm not singing because I want to be adored or something. It's like I'm doing something to give something to someone. It's
right.
Like, that's how I think about singing. That's how I view it. And that's how I try to, at least.
Yeah. And sometimes, like you say, you're kind of channeling, the universe gives you a certain energy to really help you push it to another level. And which is always interesting. And when you connect with that, it's powerful. Like I'm a musician too, of course. So we've all felt that kind of thing, if we're lucky. So let's talk about the duo.
Yes.
So that's how I kind of discovered you. And we have mutual friends, how we met.
Yes.
I think the last time I came here was the first time that we met. So how did the duo come about? Again, it's Top 40 Lounge, but tell me that story.
Yes. So the other person in the duo is Jukka Heikkinen, and we used to be married. Yes. And we thought we have two cover bands. Back then, it was in 2014, I think. We wanted to do duo gigs also beside the band. And if I remember correctly, we just started thinking like we want to do something different, because there are a lot of duos that sing. If there's
that you kind of do the same old songs
same, or maybe a bit jazzy, or and he's a keyboard player, so, and he's been doing a lot of electronic music.
And we should say he's actually engineering our session now.
Yes, he's here.
So he's over here in the corner. But anyway,
yes, he's listening.
Well, we'll pretend like he's not here. Go ahead.
I'm going to try to be accurate. He can shout from
there. You
the
go.
Background
exactly.
If I'm
exactly.
Wrong.
Yeah, no problem.
And so he's very much into the technical part, and he's more like a keyboard player than a pianist. In its, like, he, of course, he's a pianist also, but he's more.
Yeah, like sounds and textures.
Yeah, he's more into sounds and, you know, making music and arranging music, and he's you know, a pro through and through. Then we started thinking that we want to do something unique, and I think it was his idea, actually, wasn't it? I don't know.
He shrugs.
Yeah. But I think it was his idea to sort of start making our own versions of top 40 songs. That's why we recorded.
Yeah, because you're doing cover versions, but they're very unique the way you do it.
Yeah. And because we wanted to create something that would work as background music, that's the idea for cocktail parties or hotels or something like that, where you can enjoy live music, but it's not like in your face, that it's more like chill out.
Right.
Music. And then we just started doing it. We had done my own music, the record for my own music before that. And we were very used to working in the studio together. And then we just started spitting ideas. And then it just sort of started living its own life, because we had fun with the versions. And we just thought that we just do it and then see what happens. And we really have enjoyed. It's fun to do those versions and play around with.
One of my favorite ones that you've done was Tina Turner, The Best.
Oh, okay.
But then also The Final Countdown.
Yes.
Which by Europe, that's a great song. And, but then also too, you did sort of an unplugged album, right?
Yes, that happened I'm not going to use that word because it might be censored. Those times when we had to stay at home.
Yes, and, yes, we know when that was.
Yeah, because we didn't do any gigs and we wanted to work. And we were sort of quarantining together because we have a child together.
Oh, okay.
And even though we are not married anymore, we still work together. And,
sure.
And,
and that's a whole other podcast episode.
We can talk about that later. But so we thought that because you could get some government grants, because, you know, if you're a professional musician and we weren't allowed to work, it was like prohibited. So
right.
They had to sort of compensate. And we got some government grants, so we had some funds and a lot of time to be in the studio. So that's when we thought that we would make a more acoustic, like just piano and singing. Because in the, I didn't even explain, we have backing tracks that we use. And then he plays the piano live and I sing live. And then I have vocal processor that I use.
Right. So yeah, when you're doing the live gigs.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And, but then we made these acoustic versions also, but they are also like more chill out versions. So we can take like a pop song or a rock or heavy metal song or something and twist it into a ballad or something like that, or a chill out version. So that's what we also did with the acoustic.
I mean, I know on your Spotify, you have, I mean, some of them have hundreds of thousands of downloads, and like, it's been really kind of a groundswell of people really finding you guys and finding your music. And when you were really kind of, I shouldn't say just growing up, but who are some of your favorite vocal influences, the people that you really loved and also people that you love to cover singing wise?
Yeah, well, my absolute big time favorite is Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. And I think that she has really influenced how I sing when I sing more maybe strong. But also I think that it seeps into when I sing more softly, because I think that even when you sing softly, you need to use your whole body and just try to emote.
Yeah, things. Keep the intensity,
yes.
Even though it's soft, right?
And so she's like the main, because the way she, it sounds effortless when she sings. And that's the kind of singers that I really admire. And you said Karen Carpenter.
Yeah.
So that is one of my influences.
Yeah,
so you're quite correct.
Yeah, she's one of the singers that I think really almost everybody, even from like heavy metal guys, really everybody loves her. I've never heard somebody didn't like what she does. But that style we were talking about too, that style is deceptive because it sounds easy. But actually the way you sing, that style that you sing is actually takes a lot of control, takes a lot of pitch and everything else versus just doing riffs, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's challenging for sure. But I love challenges.
Yeah.
So
awesome. So what's something that people outside of Finland, what would be one of the main things you would want to say about the music scene here? Like what's one of the big things that you're really proud of and that inspire you about the scene in Finland and Scandinavia?
Well, we are not like a big country and we don't have a lot of people. We are one of the most scarcely populated.
Yeah, I think
countries.
It's what, under 6 million, right, for Finland?
I don't remember exactly.
Something like that. Yeah. We'll just go with that
up.
Number.
I don't keep up.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Yeah, but because we are not many, but we have amazingly skilled musicians, like in comparison to the, if you think about how many we are, we have quite a lot of very, very, very skilled and amazing musicians. And in very many different fields of music, because people usually think if they know Finland exists, they know that maybe if they know something about Finnish music, they might know something about Sonata Arctica or Apocalyptica.
Yeah, a lot of
like
people think of the metal
scene.
Right.
But there's quite a lot of pop and jazz, quite a lot of jazz, actually. And, you know, more these groovy musicians you wouldn't associate with Finland.
Mm.
So there's quite a lot of different styles of music here.
Yeah, and
also.
I think in this part of the world, I think Sweden gets a lot of love musically because, of course, everybody knows ABBA. They know the music that comes out of Sweden. But also, too, you guys are influenced and you influence what happens in Sweden as well. There's a lot of kind of cross-pollination. You have people here that are riding with people in Sweden and back and forth. So that's kind of a very vibrant thing that maybe a lot of people outside of Finland don't really know, that it's all kind of connected. And so, like you said, there are so many great musicians here and classical and pop. And so that's people always ask me why I come here. And I'm like, 'cause it's such an interesting, exciting scene, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think I told you before when we were talking just outside the microphones that, of course, there are like these islands of musicians that know each other. And then it's quite, because we're such a small country, the way people work together is quite intense because there are like these cliques or groups of people that work with each other. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah, you kind of get the feeling that everybody knows everybody here.
Yeah, we do. We do. I mean, you have to.
Yeah, because you kind of, well, I mean, it's the same everywhere, though, like in LA or I live in Las Vegas. You kind of run in the same kind of groups of people and everybody. It's like you said, it is a small country. So when you go on a show like The Voice, literally everybody in the country knows about it, right?
Yeah. That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. How can people find you online, like your social media and all that stuff?
Yeah. So if you search anything with Top 40 Lounge, and 40 is just 40, so it's in numbers. And we have a website, top40lounge.com.
I know.
I'm going to be very specific, top40lounge.com. And also on Spotify and these different platforms, you can find it.
The Top 40 Lounge, and then you also have your own, because I know your own single album is a different name, right?
Yeah, it's my name in that album, or my artist name in that one is Rena Darlene.
Yeah, R-E-E-N-A.
R-E-E-N-A.
Right.
And cool. Darlin without the G.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a great album, too. I was checking that out last night, and it sounds awesome. I love your voice. I love what you guys are doing. It's exciting. I want more people to check it out because I think a lot of people would really enjoy it. So check out Top 40 Lounge on Spotify. And if you ever come to Finland, you know, maybe you get a chance to see Rena live.
You never know.
You never know.
Find us.
That's right. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you to your partner in crime for engineering today. Great. So everybody, please check that out and have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. And please consider subscribing to our podcast and follow us on our social media pages for guest announcements.